What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shari and Javen podcast. I'm your host, Javen. This is my lovely fiance,
Shari.
What's going on, everybody? Today is February 6th.
I don't know why I always act so awkward at that. Sorry, guys. I'll get better with it. I just get this like butterfly feeling whenever we do the intro. But
and I put a ST, a TH at the end of the 6th. I said February 6th.
Is it February 6th?
It's today the 6th.
Oh, my gosh.
What an X.
Dang, this month is just is starting to fly by, too.
Is this a leap year or what?
I don't know, actually.
Well, let's start off saying happy Black History Month, you know, the shortest month of the year.
Yeah, that's so petty.
Yeah, it's super petty, ultra petty.
Okay, so any life updates? You go first?
As far as life updates, I'm just staying busy, staying consistent, getting to work. I haven't been completely consistent with my workout regimen. And so I'm trying to get back into that. So today, after this podcast, I'm going to go hit the gym and put in some work.
And me and Dash might just go down there to support. I may just have Dash run around.
I'm a late night guy. I like to get my work in late night. Do you think that they would trip? Not at this time of night. I don't think so.
Well, we're going to support our familia. All right. So my life update is that I've been making a point to declutter my space on a daily basis. So, for example, if I pick out an outfit, instead of like me leaving multiple outfits out that same day, I'm going to put it back in the drawer or hang it up wherever it goes. And that's been a pact that I've made to myself. So every single day I want to make sure that my space is completely clean, because for some reason I've realized that one of my sources of stresses are clothes everywhere. Ooh,
that's my number one problem.
It literally
right now
stresses me out. So since there's two people that we do laundry for, you know, Javen's clothes are way bigger than mine, so he fills up the laundry basket, and then I'll do like a load, and I'm like, damn, it's been 2 days, and it's already restacked. So I'm like, all right, I have to make a point to, you know, make sure that I just put my stuff away pretty much.
Yeah, let me piggyback on what she's saying. Because earlier she was walking around like, God dang, the laundry basket is full already. And I'm like, yeah, I ain't got no socks or drawers right now. So I'm supposed to be washing right now, but I don't know what I got to do tomorrow morning, but I got to put a load in.
You got to wash tonight.
Tonight. Yeah, because
and now you expose yourself that you're gonna he's gonna go commando tomorrow.
Commando, I'm gonna work with no drawers on tomorrow.
To be honest, Javen knows this. I go commando a lot.
Jeans to
no, not jeans. No, that is the one. That is the one attire that I will not go commando with.
I ain't gonna lie, that sound
right. That would be so painful. Are you joking? Not gonna happen. But yeah, that's pretty much my life updates. Declutter your space, people. If you ever feel like you get overstimulated or overwhelmed by
things, she loves that word.
It's not that I love it. It's literally how I feel. Yeah. So what are you talking about?
I'm going to hold her accountable to this declutter because she always complains about me and my closet being open with all my stuff hanging around.
When have you ever looked in my closet and it's been bad?
Her closet is always like pretty much nice and neat and everything folded up. My shit be a disaster, like a tornado hit my closet.
Yeah, so don't project on me, sweetie.
I'm working on it, though. I actually fold up all my clothes in my closet and put them on drawers and hung them up. We have separate closets. We used to have a joint closet.
Okay, I will say that if we have time and I need help, that Javen does help me, like with.
I did the dishes. I mopped the floor.
Yeah, but we always do like a trade off. I'm like, all right, if you do the dishes, I'll cook, or vice versa.
You know,
it's like a
system. We don't really have like the complete gender role dynamics in our household. You know, we pretty much work
together. We're human beings. That's just what it is. We're humans. I mean, I do still like a little bit of the gender roles. Get it twisted.
When it benefits her. She takes out the trash sometimes when I'm not here, so I appreciate that.
Anyways, let's move along to our rapid fire questions, or something I'd like to call this or that.
Ooh.
So there's a few of these. And
wait a minute.
This is where we both
but
answer.
But wait, everyone.
What are we waiting for?
Let's get the likes up on his YouTube channel. Yep. Let's get, so if you're watching this, go ahead and drop a like. Subscribe if you're not subscribed to our channel already. So far right now, our likes have been subpar. So let's get those
even
up right now.
You don't
say that. No, I'm going to just say it. I'm going to put it out there, everybody. If you're watching these videos, go ahead and drop a
you
like.
Too much. Anyways, you know, we're going to move along.
Don't forget to subscribe
anyways,
to the channel.
Anyways, we're
going to
move
already
along. So, my bad.
Ooh, she burped.
Big party or small gathering?
Small gathering.
Same.
People be trashing your shit too.
Yeah. I mean, big party if I ain't throwing it though. That's lit though, honestly.
If it ain't my place, I'm not throwing it.
Yeah, but if it's my place, small gathering. And when I say small gathering, I mean under 10 people.
3 to 5.
Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, true. Instagram, totality, Twitter for like the current events. Cardio or weights?
Both.
Weights.
Both.
Yeah, but it feels so nasty lifting weights without doing cardio. So.
Yeah, you got to warm up with the
okay,
cardio.
Okay, you can't. This is this or that.
Come on, let's go.
This is this or that. Pick one.
Weights.
Really? Okay. I think I'd pick cardio.
Cardio.
Hamburger or taco?
Ooh, that's a hard
that is
one.
So hard.
It depends what kind of burger it is, but I might go with the tacos.
I've always loved tacos, and I feel like I'm like cheating on them if I pick
but
hamburgers.
But not all tacos are made the same, though.
No, and hamburgers are fire, like a really good cheeseburger.
Yeah, a good
is
quarter
fire.
Pounder.
Damn,
pounder.
Okay, but if I have to choose taco.
Okay.
Passenger or driver?
I'm going to drive. You know, I know she's going to be a passenger. I'm going to rather drive. I'll be the control of my own faith.
Really? Because you drive crazy.
I do not
train
drive crazy.
Train or plane?
Plane.
Plane. Same. Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Iced coffee.
I knew he was going to say that. Mm. Oceans or mountains?
Mountains.
Really? You seem more of like a mountain person than
I ain't trying to run
person.
Into no wild beast, though.
I pick oceans. Working alone or with a team?
Working alone.
Not us saying that, and we're saying we need to work better as a team. But that's our problem, is that we're both too, like, independent.
Yeah.
Anyways, sweater or hoodie?
Hoodie. Okay.
Anime or relationship?
Anime.
Are you joking?
Look at my tee.
Anime.
Dragon Ball Super.
Anime or relationship? You pick anime?
No Goku. Huh?
You pick anime over me?
I knew anime before I met you.
I've been
watching Inuyasha, Dragon Ball Z.
I hope
Naruto,
you're joking right now.
All this stuff made you came in my life after that, but I grew to like you more than it or equally. I can't live without my Viz Media and going to the app and reading it or watching
anime or me. You're really gonna pick a freaking cartoon?
I'm gonna say Shari.
All right, we're breaking up today.
All right,
we just broke up.
No, we did.
All right, so some stories that I found, aka trending topics. So there's this 24-year-old woman that plans to have a baby with 84-year-old husband, claims she caught feelings and couldn't accurately tell his age.
Tell me, he was how old?
She's 24, he is 84. And she plans on having a baby by this
year. What's this net worth salary,
right,
if it doesn't matter?
So they didn't include that in, like, the article. It was just, like, a trending topic. And she said she couldn't tell his age. I'm not going to lie.
Whoa.
There are some people I literally cannot tell their age in general. No,
84.
I don't even know what an 80-year-old would look like. Does that make sense?
24 and 84, she has no clue.
No, I know, but I would clump everyone together. So if you're 84, I don't know if you're 64 or 84. I don't know the difference.
If my daughter walked in the house with the 84-year-old person,
don't even
I would
say
be like,
that. I don't want that to happen.
Like you one of them.
That
girls?
Is not gonna happen. Anyways, the daughter Okay, whoa! I just shouted. My bad, you guys.
Let's go.
My ADHD was coming to play. All right, so There was a daughter that confronts her dad's side chick at work.
Ooh, side chick.
And says, my mom called you auntie.
Ooh.
I guess she kind of wanted to put her in her place. Okay. Right? So it was more of that kind of vibe.
My mom called you auntie, so this the mama aunt?
I had to say that a million times before I got it. I'm like, all right, so my mom calls you auntie. So that means that was a side chick of a person. That's why that family friend shit is stupid as stupid. I ain't trusting it.
Show me a Fleming. Family
would you trust if I had a male family friend who's literally not blood related?
You hear the tire truck. I'm be like, oh my God. Nah, you need to go.
Like, you can go. All right, so as you guys probably know, Beyonce announced her world. I can never say world.
World.
I always say it like world. Like I just learned how to say the word.
Big.
World tour will we be attending.
Negative.
The prices are at like $1,000, and she's already like sold out in a bunch of cities.
If I do attend, it'll be virtually.
Yeah. And honestly, even though I'm not necessarily like the hugest Beyonce fan, I will give her credit. She's an amazing entertainer and performer.
I've never been to a concert, but I heard she can perform.
I've been to one of hers back in the day when I was younger. My mom took me with my bestie. Yeah, she has a lot of good songs. I don't have anything bad to say, but one thing I'm not going to be doing. Somebody said that's a down payment on a car, $1,000. I'm like, oh, that is very true.
Just to be a part of the Beehive?
One thing you do know is that if you spend your money, it's gonna be worth it. There's not really a lot of
Beyonce or Destiny Child.
Beyonce.
You ain't gonna see Kelly Rowland on perform.
I'd rather see Beyonce. I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all heard her.
I'm sorry. I would rather see Beyonce. That's true. Okay, so scientists develop brain implant that allows you to use social media with your mind. Would you sign up for
Professor Xavier?
I ain't signing up for like her nothing photo. Like that. Shari, I don't want that in string. My mind.
So you can see the you images.
You would want to implant? That's weird.
I'm going to like your photos that you and your in a four-point stance.
Wait, I didn't even think of the like your technicalities. Like, so you're just literally all visually gym selfies. When you close your eyes.
Close my eyes, I see your butt cheeks talking about like gym progress.
Jamin sees my butt cheeks like every day. Do you see me nude every day?
I see you nude a lot.
Low key, huh?
I see you nude
every day for sure.
Yes, she does.
Every morning. That's his routine. Anyways, I digress. So, conjoined twins successfully separated after 11-hour surgery, the first of its kind in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, that's interesting. Congratulations on that.
Honestly, bless those twins. I hope they live a very successful, long, happy life. That sounds very intense for the parents. I know if that was my kid, I would be hysterically crying. I would be very worried for them. I don't necessarily know where they were connected. If they were connected at the arms, would that mean that each of them had one arm?
Since the womb, they've been connected.
They're going to be so close to each other. It's going to be on another level.
I want a twin.
I really wish I had a twin so bad.
Listen, my goal is to knock Shari up with twins.
So let's get in vitro and so we can pick twins on our own.
That's not godly.
Like, I know.
I want it to be natural.
We're just going to keep saying we're going to have twins and we're going to manifest
a pair of twins.
Boys. Identical.
To manifest in your womb.
Oh my gosh, I really hope. I really, really
be
hope.
Be prepared to gain 60 pounds.
I don't want to gain 60 pounds. You're going to have a watermelon. I don't want to gain 60 pounds.
She's going to have some big, healthy babies.
Jamin, I don't want to gain 60 pounds.
You're going to have a natural birth. You're going to be standing 30. Straight up. You're going to have your ankle to the wall. You're going to spit them out. Like,
it's just going to go, boop, boop, they're out. That was easy. I'm going to be like, oh my God, I just sneezed and they came out.
No labor. Okay.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Keep saying the good stuff. 15 minutes of labor. Uh-huh.
The doctor's going to be like, they're here.
Stop. That would be so cute. I really, really pray that we have twin identical boys. We're manifesting that. In a couple years from now, we're going to be on this podcast with our babies in our hand, and we're going to be like, look,
I'm going to have them right behind us in the little high chairs.
The swings.
Or the little swings behind us, yeah.
We had our twin boys. Okay, yes. Okay, my bad. I just kind of got lost there. But, yeah, Netflix to block accounts that illegally share passwords.
They own your ass.
Honestly, that's kind of fake of Netflix.
Netflix, like, I need
that. Because not only do you guys keep upping the charge every so often, now you're trying to control who I give my password to.
They need to turn one household that has six members using one account into six memberships, okay? They're trying to make some money in 2023.
I'm laughing at this because
they're trying to get on the inflation bandwagon.
When my sister came out here, she has HBO Max and she has Disney Plus. And my nephew is here. He has his specific shows. And she was like, oh, I don't care. I'll just add you on. And I look and there's like five people on there already. Mm-hmm. And she already created our own little like profile that says
the
Butlers.
That's the reason why they're trying to make some money off.
And it's so funny because I'm like, y'all are really trying to like
control
and micromanage how people spend their own money.
They're trying to set one Wi-Fi network. And if you're not on that home host network, that's kind of messed up. If you're outside of those parameters, you're going to have to get your own account. They're going to try to charge you. Then they're going to kick you out. They're going to make one host. You got to all be under the same network.
You got to be the hostess with the mostest.
Yes.
That kind of sucks, though, because, I mean, honestly, it ain't that big of a deal. A lot of people get free subscriptions every month.
Let's tell the truth. Netflix is terrible at this point.
Netflix sucks, unfortunately. No, but when they do have their original series, they're fire.
When they have, like, those special
The Watcher?
The Watcher was
good. That was on Netflix. Listen,
Netflix, every 3 or 4 months, they have one good series.
Right. No, that's just for sure.
And I'm not trying to pay $40, $50, $60 just to have one good movie or series every couple months. Right now, we've been on Amazon Prime and HBO Max.
We're Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime go
key. It's lit, low-key.
Amazon and Prime, low-key.
And Hulu is actually better than Netflix.
Hulu got all the animes, y'all. I ain't gonna lie.
So, anyways, Dr. Phil talk show ends in spring after being on for 21 seasons.
Dr. Phil,
21 That's 21 seasons. Is 21 years. And in the image that I seen of this story, Catch Me Outside was there.
You know, she probably the highlight, the star of Dr. Phil.
She actually went really far. And I don't think a lot of people realize how young she was when she was on there. I think she was only like 13.
She had a Catch Me Outside. I got to go back and watch it.
Honestly, she's hilarious. And I'm not going to hate because I feel like she's like a little sister's, my little sister's age. And I'm like, get your money, girl.
So she was like, Catch Me Outside, like literally like, oh, you talking?
Yeah, how about that? That's what she said. How about that? I don't even know how she says it. I can't even freaking say the accent. She says it better than me.
She's Caucasian, right? She's not African American.
Did you really just say Caucasian?
What does that mean, actually?
A company has raised millions to de-extinct the dodo bird and woolly mammoth and release them into the wild.
I don't know if that's a smart
idea. Honestly, the dodo bird, remember when people used to say that shit to people? You dodo bird. I think it was because the dodo bird was not able to fly.
I don't think it was smart either. I think it was supposedly, allegedly, a dumb bird. But what if it comes back and is super intelligent?
I don't need woolly mammoths.
What if it
back?
Was dumb for prehistoric times? And if you bring it back to 2023, it's like a genius.
Advanced.
Compared to us or other birds.
And, it and starts what about to kill. The woolly mammoth? What okay, at that rate, they might as well bring the saber tooth.
It turns into like invasive species. Ooh, don't bring that back.
Bro, oh, no. The saber tooth was crazy.
Oh, no.
Did you ever visually see the size that it would have been if it was alive? It is insane.
It was like a Hummer.
It is insane. And I can't imagine like legit seeing that in person. It has to be next level.
Yeah, it's like Shaq on all fours.
And then it has the fangs here. Up. That would be like one of the ultimate predators on the planet.
Apex.
Right?
It'll take care of all the. A hippo will be
it
like.
It can take down a mammoth, right? Would you think?
Woolly mammoth?
I don't know.
Woolly mammoth, low key, something like.
So elephants gargantuous. Be stomping out tigers?
Oh, elephant would destroy a tiger.
They do?
Maybe like a full grown elephant.
I guess I don't see elephants as violent.
They
so gotta
jump. They gotta jump on them and like gang up on it.
They
stuff.
Can stomp them out.
Like a baby elephant, they might be able to like to take
no.
it out. Yeah.
I love baby elephants.
I don't know the dimensions of a woolly mammoth. I gotta do some research. I do know they better not bring back no freaking saber tooth. That's going to be...
Okay, so one of your favorite movies, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence announced Bad Boys 4 and the Batman sequel will also be released October 3rd.
I haven't seen the newest
Wait,
Bad Boys.
So two things. Bad Boys 4, yes you did.
The newest one?
No. We literally watched it together.
What is it called again?
Bad Boys 3.
Bad Boys 3.
Remember Will Smith had a son?
Bad Boys, what you gonna, what you
Do you remember
you
he had a son? And like they like got into this big altercation in a house?
I remember they had
you
the
probably
one
fell
with
asleep.
The, I remember the other Bad Boys with the Haitians. They was like, you shot my brother.
Yeah, Javen's Haitian and doesn't have connections to his roots.
I got my ancestry thing.
But she never been to Haiti.
Listen, I got to go do my DNA sample thing. Shari did hers, so I'm going to bring it back on the pod. She got the app.
I
haven't done mine yet, so I'm kind of scared to find out my ancestry.
Why the hell?
Not my accessories.
Wouldn't you
want to
tell your kids?
Listen.
What they are?
What if I'm not even from the States? Going to find out.
Okay,
what if I'm not really African American? What if I'm African? What if I'm Haitian American? So I do know
That's
on my dad's
impossible.
Side, my dad
Haitian,
roots
you would be
traits,
Haitian.
My dad roots and his father roots traits back to Haiti. Apparently, I got some family down south.
So Jamin
some
does
family
voodoo.
Down.
I'm just kidding.
I don't do voodoo,
I'm just
but
kidding.
What if I got it in my lineage? What if I haven't unlocked
hey,
my voodoo
I don't know.
Powers?
I wouldn't judge.
I've been collecting hair follicles and samples of you, Florida eyes. You remember Florida?
Oh, you would. That means you care about me. So the Bad Boys, and then also the new Batman, the one with my girl, Zoe Kravitz. Javen knows that's my girl.
I haven't even seen any of the Batman, to be honest.
That's my girl. So she's going to be in the new one with Edward from Twilight. Edward from Twilight. No. Halle Berry, it's not going to be her. It's going to be Zoe Kravitz. John Wick.
She was in John Wick.
Oh, yeah. She did the damn thing. I liked her in that. She had her dogs. She was looking hot.
Was it Rockwallers? I forgot what it was.
I don't know, but I loved her aesthetic. I loved how she was like a badass and had all like her dogs surrounding her. It was dope. I liked it. Anyways, next subject. Apparently, you can name a cockroach after an ex and have it fed to zoo animals on Valentine's Day in Texas. You can donate between $5 to $25 to do this.
What did this world come to?
Honestly, that's fire.
You can name a cockroach just to feed it to a domesticated...
That's something I would do when Jamin pissed me off.
You know what? I don't even support zoos. I'm not giving no zoos no money. Oh, yeah,
actually, no. Okay. Fuck. I mean, F that.
I don't even like zoos. Okay?
No, because you're literally keeping animals captive. At this point in 2023, if you support zoos, I don't know what to tell you. My kids will literally never go to a zoo.
You've ever been to the zoo? It's like a... It's like,
stop. I don't want to... You're going to make me start crying.
Going to the zoo is like going to a wake or a funeral.
Javen, can we move the subject? Because okay. I'm literally going to have the images of the zoo animals that I see trapped, and I'm going to start crying. All right. So this story was pretty funny, and I don't know why. I feel like this is something that would have potentially happened to us as a kid. So a boy was playing hide and seek, right, in a container. So during a game of hide and seek, only to be found 6 days later in another country. This boy was from Bangladesh and ended up in Port Klang, which means he was shipped across the Indian Ocean the next day.
Oh my God,
bro!
I know. My he ain't got no passport on him, no ID. Parents like, where my son at? He probably like can't even speak for himself at this point.
He probably didn't have his phone, etc. Like I would have been tripping the F out. No water.
He probably was starving when they opened up that container.
Poor little baby. It was like a boy. He was like in his like, you know, preteen age.
Ooh.
So they were playing hide and seek and there was like big containers.
He was in the Hunger Games.
No, seriously.
Transported that boy to a whole new arena.
I never really followed up on the story. Maybe I don't know if they captured him or they sent him back or what, but let's just hope for the best.
You're a Pokemon?
So, Michael Jackson's nephew to star as MJ in an upcoming biopic. Mm, do you think that if you're just somebody's family that you automatically have
to... That's my daddy!
Like, I don't think just because you're someone's family that you automatically have to star in the biopic. Like,
I know Chris Brown ready to throw hands with him.
Because he thought he was MJ. Will you? I feel like... I don't really like watching biopics because I think that the media portrays things the way they want it to be.
Lifetime?
I don't know.
Listen, these biopics been terrible lately. Didn't that one lady have
Whitney
one?
Whitney Houston's?
Not Whitney Houston. She had one too, but...
people were pissed at hers.
Yeah, I heard. But
Whitney Houston, R.I.P.
What's the lady who was supposedly super messy? She had a talk show. Wendy Williams? She had a movie too?
I don't know.
About her? Ain't no telling.
So Jeff Bezos' girlfriend's to lead all female crew on space expedition.
Ooh, interesting.
But my thing is like, so is this your girlfriend and she's also like an astronaut, so that's why she's leading him, or is she just granted this because she's Jeff Bezos' girlfriend?
Do you know who I am? How much money my boyfriend has? He's worth $300 billion.
Would you trust me to lead a space expedition?
Negative.
Why? You don't think I'm a leader?
I give you about 12 years of research and studying and a couple degrees.
Okay, then I don't trust you to lead.
I wouldn't trust myself to lead. What am I, David from Prometheus? I'm the artificial intelligence with all this stuff uploaded to my head.
I think I would literally lose my shit in space.
And if I wasn't there, you definitely would. And then if I was there, you would still do it anyways. Yeah. And I would just be there as like, I'll try to like...
The sad thing about space is that it halts in times, and you see those movies where the people will come back and like their husbands or wives will be like dead and they'll still be the same age. That's
or
sad.
You come back and your partner's like remarried with kids and you're like, well, you were gone for 30 years. I didn't think you were ever gonna come back.
Like that lady that married that dude's brother.
I'm gonna be like, you didn't hold it down. This is not Walking Dead, okay?
So you're just going to disappear for 10 years and expect me to just wait around?
I told you I'd be right back.
You know, okay, then what I if come he back. Didn't? What if he wasn't right back?
But then, like, I come back and I didn't age, and then you age. So you're like 67. I'm still like 30. And I'm like, what happened? What's going on? Oh, you got kids? You a grandma? What the
fuck? Right, and you're still in your 30s.
I'll be looking at you like, you know what? I thought this
anyways,
was
to AI the moon. Chatbox.
Weapon to the moon and back.
AI Chatbox has managed to pass the U.S. medical licensing exam as well as law and business exams. That's kind of sketchy.
Listen, sign me up.
No, the AI, like this is a whole AI chat bot. Listen. This is a bot that passed the exam, passed this. Do you know that that means that they're trying to intermesh robots with human life?
I'm going to get the Neuralink, right? I'm going to go take an SAT. I'm going to take all these tests, the bar exams, and I'm going to sit there like Professor Xavier with my hand to my head.
You know you can clone yourself for like 100K? And then
I'm
like,
I'm going to read out the question. What's the answer, A, B, C, or D? And it's going to give me the answer. I'm going to get 99 out of 99.
Anyways, you know you can clone yourself for like 100K.
Listen, I heard a lot of people.
I was talking to my brother earlier.
They said Gucci Mane a clone.
And we were talking. We were like, on what instance would you clone yourself? And he made a good point. He's like, I would have a clone that works for, like, that did all the work, all the labor, while I kind of just.
I already told Shari, the moment she fuck up, I'm going to clone her and make her compete with her clone.
Okay, and then you can have my clone. I'll be off.
No,
I ain't going to compete no other girl.
Ain't
I almost cussed.
I'm going to be like. Where you
all
going?
Right, I want you to clone yourself, and I want to date your clone.
And we're going to both come in the house like...
No.
What's up?
Can you clone yourself so I can date your clone?
So you can date my clone?
You're going to be jealous of your clone?
No, we're going to be like this.
Oh,
in
no.
Here. Don DeMarco. I'm just playing.
Okay. That's what you say now.
Okay. Listen.
And me and your clone are going to leave. Listen. You and then you and my clone are gonna be soulmates. Imagine
like,
hey.
That. I'm like, come on, like, where you at? I'm gonna track your location. And, like, you're gonna be like Berlin.
Both end up falling for each other's clones
in the same house.
And literally go skipping off into the sunset. Well, that would actually be kind of
Shari
weird.
Version 2.0 has been cooking, cleaning. She cut my toenails. Okay. She gave me a fade. Listen, she gave
to
me a time
honest,
massage.
I cook and clean a lot, but that's just because I work from home and I'm at home.
I'm telling
you. Like, if I was working and stuff, it would be different. But my thing is, like, I can't sit in the house and have a pile of laundry and not fold it.
Imagine me, like, venting and crying to me, like, your clone. Like, yeah, man, Shari, just don't be doing this and that.
Bye.
And, like, and then you
I'll
really
never compete with another girl. You can have her.
But what if it's you?
I don't care. You can have her.
What if it's a version of you?
Yeah, and guess what? She can deal with you then. And I'll be off in the sunset in my own worlds.
So you're going to leave us?
Yeah.
To be?
Yeah.
And you're going to be single?
Yeah.
But the clone of you, so the clone of you going to stay behind
you?
Yeah.
Since you want to put her on a pedestal, you can have her.
But it's you.
And you can have her.
Why can't
her?
You accept that if it's you?
You want me to compete so bad.
It's not competing.
You
it's
can
you.
Have her.
I'm like, hey, Shari 2.0, show her how it's done.
Yeah, and I'm about to be gone. I'm be like, there you go. Oh, thank you.
Look, is she back squatting?
Thank you.
She back squatting 2,000 pounds.
That's fine. Be happy.
Dash like her more.
That's fine with me.
I'll move on
with my life.
You're going to kill her.
No, I won't.
You're going to assassinate her.
No, I won't. You think I care that much? Don't flatter yourself.
She said this right now.
I
know,
yourself.
I'll take my clone out. The moment he started crossing lines and getting out of hand, you're going to have to go. I'm going to delete him.
I ain't competing. I don't even care if it's my clone.
He's going to get unsubscribed.
That's what you think. He's
like,
going to be in here trying to fight for my love.
Now I see what other people see in Javen, his capabilities and his powers and his nature.
I think if you had your clone
and you seen
me cuddled up with your clone, I think girls can handle more than guys can handle. I think that if a dude seen another, like, dude, the same, everything of you, a same 6'1"
I'm 6'2".
6'2", 200-pound dude. Laid up with me when you get home, you're gonna be like, fuck, even if it's you, it's gonna be like, okay, I must have
like,
just
y'all
you're
doing?
Irritating me.
Well,
that would just irritate me after a while. Like,
I told you she's off.
I don't wanna come home and see this.
Get your hands off my woman.
Y'all could just be together. I'm
it's
not
gonna
about
be
to
like,
fight.
Like, what you doing laying in bed with him?
This is, I'm gonna say the same thing that you said. This is you. Just like you said, right?
Yeah. You see how the mind works, the brain works. I'm just gonna move on.
If you don't want sister wives, if you can't handle sister wives, don't expect. Wait, hold on. Let me see. If a man can't handle sister wives, then don't ask for brother husbands.
You know what? This is a great segue to my 10 questions that I have for Shari. She can't ask me these questions back. I'm asking her strictly.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
So here's my segment and here's my questions.
Let's see what you're working with.
So.
Wait, I need to stop slouching because now that I'm getting older.
She's going to be Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Why the fuck would you say that?
Why are you cussing? Language.
Well, why would you say I would be that?
I'm literally
That's going to be you.
I'm literally playing.
Yeah, don't try to put spells on me.
Anyways, over to my section of my questions. So, question number one.
Go.
What do you value most in a relationship?
Communication. Trust. Respect and loyalty. I mean, those are the obvious things.
Let's take it a little deeper.
And I expect in a relationship, I want to be best friends with my partner. I don't want it to be too relationship-y because it just gets overwhelming and it's daunting. I like cheesy romantic stuff, but I also want the person to be easy to talk to. You know, that's just what I value the most. What about you?
No, I told you can't ask me these questions. I'm asking you only. Let's move on to my next question. All right. What are your future life goals and aspirations?
My future life goals and aspirations are to be a successful businesswoman and mother and wife and just all around like a humble, successful woman. You know, that's my future. That's what I see for myself.
Okay. All right, let's dig a little deep, y'all. Let's see what Shari's made of truly, y'all. Let y'all be the judge of this. I'm going to ask her a really deep question.
Go. I'm scared. I don't like talking emotions.
How you define love? What does it mean to you?
I define love as almost like, I don't know. Can I look at the definition?
No, wait a minute.
I define love as almost like, I don't really know how to define love.
Let me ask you that question one more time.
That's too intense and too broad.
How do you define love and what does it mean to you?
To me, love means all of the things that I just said earlier. Respect, trust, loyalty. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not boast. Love is not envious. Like the Bible verse, that really is love. Like when you look at that verse, that is exactly what love is, you know? And for me, love is also comforting and comfortable. That is a person that you go to when you feel like everyone's like the world is against you or you had a rough day. That's a person that you go to where, you know, they just make everything feel comfortable and safe. Love is safe.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate that.
I didn't say that was you.
Whoa.
Don't get too cute.
Okay, next question. Can you tell me a time when you... I'm sorry, my thing just cut out my mic. Can you tell me a time when you faced a significant challenge in your life?
No, I don't want to. It's too personal.
Bruh. Next question. How do you handle conflict in a relationship?
I don't. I'm just kidding. Typically, I, you know, get space, come back when I'm able to talk. One of my traits that is not really the best is I don't like talking emotional. Like, I can text things about emotions. I don't like having emotional conversations. If I get into it, you know, with someone and it's a very like emotional thing, I would rather drive to Seattle than have the conversation.
Why is that?
I'm a fleer, and that's something that I've been really wanting to work on because I was just talking about this with my brother earlier. Anytime I've ever fleed from a situation, it never benefited, aka the last time I fleed, I ended up blowing over, like, I'll just say thousands of dollars.
Just to prove a point.
No, it wasn't to prove a point. So stop speaking for me. I thought you were asking me questions.
Ooh, let me stop.
That wasn't to prove a point. it was because I really genuinely felt like that at that time. Mm. And I could easily go back to that and ride that wave forever. But I decided to take on the problem and figure things out. So
let's redirect things. Let's take it to a different little aspect. So let me ask you a question.
Damn, my nail polish.
I want to know about more about Shari.
Go.
What are your hobbies? What are your interests?
Honestly, I've realized that a lot of my hobbies consist of just wellness and, you know, just self-care. I love self-care stuff. I really love being alone, going to the gym, doing my skincare routines, eating my balanced diet, you know, making smoothies. And, like, I really love being by myself. It's, I don't know. Wait, what was the question? Oh, that was my hobbies and interests. Yeah, like, that was my hobbies and interests. Like, I'm the type of person that I would go to the mall by myself. I would go to the movies, go get some food by myself. Like, those are my hobbies and interests, you know?
Can you tell me? Let's switch lanes a little bit. Let's move on to the next question. What is the most important lesson that you learned in life?
One of the most important lessons I learned is everything happens for a reason. And some things are bigger than your ego and what you think they should be. God and the universe, whatever you believe in, has a way of humbling every person and realizing that our little problems or anything that we think in life mean so much in the grand scheme of things, they really don't. And sometimes it's a bad day. It's not a bad life.
Okay.
You know, just like little things like that, kind of learning to appreciate things in a bigger grand scheme versus my own little first world problems.
First world problems. Okay, I can dig it.
You know.
Let's move on. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Judgmental people, liars, two-faced people, backstabbers, gossipers, people who have a small taste palette. Mm. People who get up super quick on an airplane flight, it's so irritating. I'm like, bro. People who play things super loud off their phone. What else? Liars.
Seems to be a long list.
I think I said liars. I mean, this is just off the top of my head. You know, a few drinks in, I'm pretty sure I can list out at least 100 things that I don't like.
Okay.
But my list of things that I do like is longer, though. I'm not a negative person. I could just think of things that kind of irk me.
Okay, so let's segue to my next question.
What? I need to stop punching. Oh, my God.
My next question for you is, if you can change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
It's not necessarily that I would change anything about, I'll say this. I'm working on my impulsivity. So learning to think before reacting to things. Mm. And when I say react, it means verbally.
Verbally, okay.
Because, half of the things that I think constantly, I would hurt a lot of feelings. And it wouldn't be because I'm genuinely hurting people's feelings. But one thing I've learned in life is that not everybody can take directness. And that's okay. Just because I can doesn't mean everybody else can take it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
All right. So let's move on. Next question. This is my last question I have for you. The most important question. What is the most important quality you look for in a partner?
Ambition. Self-love. Emotionally competent. So meaning that you are emotionally intelligent. I don't know. I mean, respect. Like, the same stuff I said earlier, I feel like I'm repeating myself.
Okay. Well, that is it. That was my segment that
I was not expecting that. So all of those answers were completely on the fly. I've had no prep. And I hope I did good when I play this back. I'm pretty sure I'm going to watch it through one time and never watch it again. But Hopefully you guys enjoyed it.
Okay. I'm just trying to switch things up a little bit. That was like my mini interview for
my
female co-host, Shari, slash fiance, slash life partner.
Slash what?
Life partner.
Slash?
Future baby mother, wife, and all this
stuff. No, I'm a wife. I'm not a fucking baby mom's.
Anyways, let's move on to a couple other things I want to talk about. As you all may have heard already, I'm just going to touch on a couple things. There was a huge earthquake, about a major 7.8 magnitude earthquake that followed another strong, devastating wide swath of Turkey and Syria early Monday, killing thousands of people.
So where was that at?
Today, Syria and Turkey.
Bro! Okay, this is a story I just seen. Woman declared dead, discovered breathing. That is like a bad like fear, though, I feel. Like people feel like when they get like buried or whatever. Like that's like crazy to me.
How you go through autopsy and all this other stuff and the funeral home and embalming fluid.
Maybe she was in a concussion.
Then you wake up.
Bro, that's crazy. This happened in Long Island, New York. A woman who was pronounced dead at the nursing home she lived started breathing again after she was taken to a local funeral home.
Oh, okay. So I don't think they had the funeral.
She was 82. I mean, at that point in your life, you're 82.
She was like, you had me.
You almost got me.
Yeah, she like, nah.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, so that earthquake you were talking about, apparently there's been 20,000 deaths in Turkey, Syria.
Dang, that's a lot of people. That's pretty big. 7-point-something magnitude is pretty crazy.
So randomly, these are some of the world's tallest people. So the tallest man was 8'2".
God dang, Shaq is 7 foot.
Do you think that's really tall in person?
What? You know, Shaq and him was like 7 foot. Why do I feel 7'1".
Okay.
8 foot is literally like 2 feet taller than me.
I don't think I've ever been around a person who was 8 feet tall.
Like, I'm a foot taller than you, so imagine someone 3 feet taller than you.
It still doesn't seem that bad.
He's 8'2".
The tallest woman was 7'7".
That's crazy.
Tallest dog was 3'5".
3'5" on all fours. So god dang,
so
that
means
huge.
When they stand up,
it's bigger than you. Way bigger than me.
The tallest building was 2,723 feet.
Yeah, that's a pretty big building, y'all.
Yeah, that's wild.
Wild boys. But yeah, that kind of like ends a lot of my trending topics besides like the Tesla truck. It was supposed to come out like 2 to 3 years ago. And so they were supposedly towards the end of this year, they're going to be coming out.
Bro, this is how ancient Egypt would look if it wasn't destroyed. That would be lit.
Yeah, who knows how crazy society would be if it wasn't destroyed.
Seriously.
Beyonce is interesting as a
person. Well, she breaks the record for artists with most Grammys. Congrats, Beyonce. I can't hate on it. That's dope. Good job.
She's doing big things. Let's talk about Amazon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my bad. A 9-year-old graduated from high school. Remember when you used to hear about those stories?
Back in the day.
So who gives you that okay, though?
So
9th grade, you're like in the 3rd grade.
Ninth
grade. 9 years old, you're in like the 3rd grade.
He passing every test with flying colors.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I hope I have a genius kid.
We will have a genius.
I will have a genius kid. And they will be graduated and they're like 12, right?
So I think that almost wraps up for our topics. Do you have anything else you want to talk about tonight?
No. I thought you were going to bring up Amazon.
Well, yeah, Amazon has a new gaming platform, or they're going to be having pretty much... Amazon Prime, I would say. So with Prime Gaming, including with your Prime membership, unlock instant access to tons of exclusive content for your favorite PC games, rotating collection for free Twitch channel subscriptions each and every month. So free in-game content, enhance your favorite games every week. And it's going to also say something along the lines of...
this is like promo.
Yeah, so Amazon Prime is trying to compete with the other subscriptions. You have like Xbox subscription, you have the PlayStation Network, where you can pay like, I want to say like $10 a month, you get a bunch of free PlayStation games. So people are trying to get with the
program.
If
you're looking for something to do, you can name your ex after a cat litter box. That's also an option outside of the cockroach one if you're not feeling the zoo vibe. So an animal shelter lets donors name cat litter boxes after crappy exes for Valentine's Day.
Hello.
All it takes is a small donation, and you can do it. Take a picture of it. Post it on your story.
Interesting. Well,
how would you feel if I did that to you and you were my ex?
I'd just be like, whatever. It's just, you're just trying to be petty. But everyone, so that wraps everything up with our podcast today. Thank you all for listening and staying tuned. Don't forget to drop a like, subscribe, and I will catch you on the next one. Right, baby?
We will catch you on the next one.
Peace.
Bye.